97.9 FM WCHL. This is Ron Stutz along with Brian Chakos, and it's time now for the clean joke of the day.
What's up, man?
The highlight of Brian's day.
Definitely the highlight of my day.
I was going to say the highlight of the day, but it's the highlight of your day.
And the highlight of your day.
Okay. If you just go ahead and you don't stop believing that.
Oh, my God. Too funny. Is today the community forum day?
Yes. Just a few minutes here, we're going to kick it off.
Sweet.
8 o'clock.
Awesome. Well, let's get this joke in real quick.
10 hours of live broadcasting from our studio. 10 hours, 10 topics of conversation on local issues. It's all coming up right here on WCHL.
Awesome, folks. Definitely tune in for that. This is from our good buddy Walter Holt. Walter, you're the man. Thanks for sending this in.
All right.
Let's see here. This is a 9-part joke, folks. So stay with me. And this is written by kids. And this is all sort of playing into basically marriage and all this. So the first topic is, how do you decide who to marry? And this is written by Alan, age 10.
Okay.
You got to find somebody who likes the same stuff, says Alan. Like, if you like sports, she should like it that you like sports, and she should keep the chips and tips coming. That's from Alan, age 10.
Oh, yeah, there's trouble coming
Kristen,
on that one.
Kristen, age 10, says, no person really decides before they grow up who they're going to marry. Hmm. God decides it all the way before.
Really?
And you get to find out who later who you're stuck with.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There's a real optimistic view of marriage.
Real optimism. So, second category, what is the right age to get married? 23 is the best age because you know the person forever by then, says Camille, age 10. 23, real old. I feel 30 is real old. Section 3, how can a stranger tell if two people are married? Mm-hmm. Derek, age 8, says, you might have to guess based on whether they seem to be yelling at the same kids. Number 4, what do you think about your mom and dad have in common? Lori, age 8, says, both don't want to have any more kids. Number 5, what do most people do on a date? Lynette, age 8, says, dates are for having fun, and people should use them to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. Even boys have something to say if you listen long enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that true?
Gotta appreciate the boys, too.
And this is from Martin, age 10. On the first date, they just tell each other lies, and that usually gets them interested enough to go for a second date. Wow, this is pretty smart kids.
Yep.
Section 6, when is it okay to kiss someone?
Mm-hmm.
When they're rich, says Pam, age 7.
Yeah, she's got it right.
When is it okay to kiss someone? The law says you have to be 18, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't want to mess with that, her age 7 says.
Okay, maybe she'll keep believing that.
Howard, age 8, says the rule goes like this. If you kiss someone, then you should marry them and have kids with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing to do.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Number 7, is it better to be single or married? It's better for girls to be single, but not for boys. Boys need someone to clean up after them, Anita, age 9, says. Bless you, child. Number 8, how would the world be different if people didn't get married? There sure would be a lot of kids to explain, wouldn't there? Kelvin, age 8, says. And for the number 1, the favorite is, how would you make a marriage work?
Hmm.
And Ricky, age 10, says, tell your wife that she looks pretty, even if she looks like a dump truck. And that, folks, is a clean joke by kids.
Yeah.
Thank you, Walter. We appreciate it, bud.
All right.